She was a fan of underground rappers. She knew all of their rhymes. There was one in particular who was locked up doing time. She wondered where he was, so she looked him up online, searching for his address. Wasn't certain she would find it, but she did. Sent a message saying he was on her mind. Read all the articles about him and didn't think he did the crime. Said she was willing to visit, that is if he was inclined. No disrespect would be taken if he happened to decline. To her surprise, he wrote her back, so she messaged him again. Sent some half-naked pictures, said she would like to be friends. She wanted to be his pal, you know, like the pen. Palpable sense of humor, she said no pun intended. Didn't take a long time for him to decide to be a suitor. Although most of the interactions had to happen through computer. She's astute and kinda cute, bit of a square, a late bloomer. He wanted to change his life, so he happily pursued her. Sooner or later, his family started to debate her intentions. Like,
what type of woman wants to date a man with life in prison? Like, since when did women start thinking that's a normal decision? Act like she's been there from the beginning, that's historical revision.
That rhetorical inquisition isn't lifting the veil.
Like, he don't know what she's doing while he's sitting in that cell. She only wants him for his mail, can't you see, can't you tell?
Guess sometimes you have to fail to learn a cautionary tale.
And now he's feeling like he's stuck in place, living in a drunken state, sinking in a sunken place. He had to get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out. Now he's feeling like he's stuck in place, living in a drunken state, sinking in a sunken place. He had to get out,
get out,
get out,
get out.
He had lost all his appeals, hadn't lost all his appeal. Highly skilled as a rapper, hadn't lost all of his zeal. He was never going home, despite that fact began to heal. Then the laws began to change and it started getting real.
Yet and still kept the facade after so much time. It wasn't odd that he had a wife and a life that he never had before. But maybe God had blessed him after a test that he learned his lesson, unless that logic's flawed. But he second guessed him cause he felt less than worthy, a dirty toxic fraud. It's a caustic mix when fantasy and reality collides and hits head on. But he's headstrong, so his fallacies and pride conflicts. He tries to find the conviction inside to put that aside and stick to the script and convince himself that none of this is a lie. Your fiction causing friction, now he's sick and tired. He can't find the path lately. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, feel like he's sawed in half lately. Like he's dying on the inside, he finds it hard to laugh lately. 1 + 1 = 2, but he can't do the math lately. Now he's
feeling like he's stuck in place, living in a drunken state, sinking in a sunken place. He had to get out,
get out,
get out,
get out.
She doesn't like his shoes,
nope.
Doesn't like his clothes,
nope.
Doesn't like his views,
nope.
Doesn't like his bros,
nope.
Don't know what to do,
nope.
He don't know where to go,
nope.
He finds it hard to review who he was before. Therefore he sits there and prepares to partake in the family dinner. Before the food came out, someone said,
hey, let's take a family picture.
Gets the camera out, clean the lenses, shusting before he spoke. She fixed his hat and brushed his coat. Then she stood right in the center and said,
come on, everybody needs to herd in closely. Big smiles for the camera, keep the perfect pose, please.
She goes,
Jeez.
The camera flashed in his face. His hands started to shake and he got a nosebleed. He froze.
He froze,
he froze. And then he looked into her eyes and he spoke slowly. He said, we don't know who we are cause I'm not me and you're not you. So at the end of the day, there's nothing left for us to say or do.
Say or do.
At the end of the day, there's nothing left for us to say or do.
To say or do.
To say or do. Except to just divorce and heal and stop living life like our story was written by Jordan Peele.
Feeling like he's stuck in place, living in a drunken state, sinking in a sunken place. He had to get out,
get out,
get out,
get out.
Feeling like he's stuck in place, living in a drunken state, sinking in a sunken place. He had to get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out.